Thank you, David. Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna on 720 WGN. Everyone in Chicago is familiar with the late, great Charlie Trotter. The Trotter Project is, well, they're having their second annual Excellence Gala. And it is coming up on Saturday, October 27th at Ravel Fulton Market. The president of the Trotter Foundation, Robert Hood, is here, as well as the executive director, Derek Hull. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. Did I said everybody's name correctly?
You did.
Robert had that look like, I told you how to say it, and now you've mispronounced it. That is not correct. First of all, gentlemen, you know, everybody's familiar with Charlie Trotter. What is the Trotter Project?
Sure, yeah. So the Trotter Project, we've been around. We celebrate our four-year anniversary in June of this year. We provide education and mentorship for deserving young men and women, primarily most on the south and west sides of Chicago, providing them with culinary and hospitality scholarships and a leg up in the industry. So they're working with the Robert Hoods and the other seasoned veterans from Charlie Trotter's restaurant and working in those kitchens and learning all they can before they go on into their next great thing, which is great.
And it's one of those fields where you, to be really successful, you do need a mentor. Now, Robert, you were a sommelier with at Charlie Trotter's for how long?
I worked with Charlie from 94 to 2000 and was on the wine team, and then I ran the program for the last couple of years, 98 to 2000. So it was a great experience.
So you've been involved with that for a long time, and you were a sommelier well before that as well.
Yes.
How did the Trotter Project come to be? What brought this all about?
Well, and Derek can chime in on this too, but when Charlie passed, Omaro Cantu, the chef that used to work with Charlie and was the founder of Moto Restaurant, was really the catalyst. He came up with the idea that we need to do something to remember what Charlie had done. And one of the things that really, I think, made Charlie the happiest at the end of the restaurant career was when we would bring the kids in a few times a week. Yeah. We'd sit them down, kids from all schools around the area, and feed them a full 4 to 5 course
wow.
Trotter dinner.
Nice.
And probably those most...
I only got fish sticks and green jello in school. I know.
Yeah. And Charlie would have the different chefs and service people come out and talk about their definition of excellence and where they were in their lives before they got to this point. And I think the most poignant moments were talking about everybody's challenges that they had growing up
yeah.
and getting to this point.
And it's one of those industries, as I mentioned, where you need somebody to shepherd you through. There's a lot of people who start out, and that's, as you mentioned, toward the end, there was a lot of coverage of Charlie doing that for school kids. So I think this is a great legacy, you know, to carry on. So, tell us about tell me about this gala, because it's not just oh, look at here's fancy people eating fancy food and drinking fancy wine. You bring in famous chefs from around the globe.
And literally the best of the
yes.
best. I mean, this is our second annual gala. It's taking place, as you said, on Saturday, October 27th. But prior to that, we're going to have a VIP reception at the new Tao Chicago, which is opening up. For listeners, they may remember it as the Castle there in River North. And
okay.
So we'll have that at Tao Chicago on that Friday, October 26th. But
nice.
The gala itself, going into our second annual Excellence Gala, we are going to have the 2 Michelin-starred San Pellegrino's World's 50 Best number 9 chef, Andoni Luis Adoriz of Muguritz. He doesn't come to the United States very often and
wow.
very rarely comes to Chicago, so we're really excited about him coming here for those 2 days events.
That's also another thing Charlie did, was bring these chefs from
yeah.
other countries that many of them had never been here before
wow.
he invited them, and he would always invite the chefs from the area to come meet them as well.
So not only will the people at the gala get to experience the food, for that you get to hear from these chefs and of course drink some fine wine with some great sommeliers. We're going to get into that. Explain the Pillars of Excellence program that's part of the
yeah sure
project.
So as Robert had mentioned, you know, the lessons in excellence and lessons in service really is a roadmap that was laid out by Chef Charlie Trotter. And so the Trotter Project, what we did was took that and transformed it into the Pillars of Excellence. And so the pillars are really focused on education, mentorship, and scholarship. You know, as Robert had mentioned, you know, Chef Trotter was all about giving back to community, and we do that through the Trotter alum as well as the the Trotter Project Culinary Supporters. So the students, we have a number of students who have gone through summer camp just this year on the near south side in Englewood, as well as have some interns who are working with some rock star chefs who came out of Charlie Trotter's restaurant. Chef Debbie Gold at Tide House has currently one of our scholars from 2 years ago who is interning on the pastry side, Jefferson from Kendall College. It's extraordinary. These are now the Trotter Project's alumni that are working through the system, which is great.
And there's a lot of great programs in the city for people who want to get into the culinary arts, whether it's cooking or whether it's studying wines. There's a lot of a lot of good avenues now that may not have been there in years, mm-hmm. years past.
Sure.
So we're starting to see more people get into it. What do you think the lure is to get into this business? Because you hear how hard it is. It's incredibly hard to be not only just a cook, then to become a chef, then to get to Charlie Trotter's level or anybody who owns a restaurant. It's almost impossible. So what's the draw?
Well, I think first it's, for the younger generation, it's TV really set that up.
Okay.
With Iron Chef America, with, Bravo's Top Chef, all of those things kind of showed the glamorous side of it, right? Okay. And then now you're getting to rub shoulders with these seasoned vets, from the back of house to the somm side on the front of house. And, it's just an exciting business. You're there, on the front lines helping people celebrate, whether it's an anniversary or a birthday party or popping the question, it's part of your DNA. And then once you get addicted to it, you just can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's with Charlie, it was about how you approached every day. Okay. You had to kind of the definition of success is when you wake up and you can't wait to do what you're going to do today. Right. That's how you should feel. If you don't feel that way, you should change what you're doing.
Well, that makes sense. Robert Hood and Derek Huller here. They are with the Trotter Project, the second annual Excellence Gala, and I'm going to let you pronounce the chef's name because I know I will butcher it. Who is the
sure chef Andoni Luis Adriz?
Yes, that's very easy for you to say, Derek. the gala is Saturday, October 27th at Rev Fulton Market. You can go to thetrotterproject.org and get all the information. Get your tickets. There's also a VIP reception the night before at the new Tao. I'm so old I remember it as Limelight back in right. the day. So that's I know you're like, oh, the Castle in River North. I'm like, oh, you mean Limelight?
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you my frame of reference. But that's the night before on the 26th. The gala is on the 27th. You get, again, all the information at thetrotterproject.org. We're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back because Robert has been kind enough, of course, as a sommelier. He can't go anywhere without wine, and he has probably brought one of the biggest glasses I have ever seen. So we are going to talk a little bit about wine on the other side. Watch Mike and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlan weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9. In the studio with me, Derek Hull and Robert Hood from the Trotter Project. The big second annual Excellence Gala is happening Saturday, October 27th at Revel Fulton Market. The trotterproject.org is where you can get all the information. You can get your tickets. And I said to the guys when we turned off the mics, hey, is there anything else we should highlight about the gala? Anything that is going to make people, other than the fact that we've got Chef Andoni. And I've been told he only goes by, and everybody knows him by Andoni, so I don't have to worry about it, the other names. So Chef Andoni coming in from Spain, he doesn't come in. That's a big deal right there. The Charlie Trotter Trotter Project for scholarships and all, another big thing. But then you got, no, there's nothing else. And then all of a sudden you start telling me about the venue and what it's going to look like. And Derek, tell everybody if you go to the gala what you can expect, because that was, it's really cool.
Yeah, so Chef Andoni, as you mentioned, he is a one-name wonder. I mean, he's a big draw, and Chicago should be, super excited about him, coming to the city. And so at Revel Fulton Market on Saturday, October 26th, for the Trotter Project's second annual Excellence Gala, we are basically going to be, through image mapping technology, and I think we're probably the first gala in Revel Fulton Market that's going to do this, is you will not look outside when you're sitting at a table and think that you're in Chicago. You will be transported to the Basque region of Spain. And so everything that when you first walk in the door, you will escape Chicago and you will be transported, VIP right there into the heart of the Basque region of Muguriz restaurant. It's going to be epic.
So the food is going to be outstanding, no doubt about it.
Next level.
You would expect nothing less if you were going to an an event that Charlie Trotter's name is attached to.
Correct.
So you've got the food, but Robert, you have to have wine to go with this. And I can't just go down to Trader Joe's and have my $3 chuck, which is fine on a, you know, a regular Monday. That's terrific. But if I'm going to a gala and I'm going to be enjoying Chef Andoni's food and I'm going to look out the window and think I'm in the Basque region, I have to have wine that reflects that, correct?
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with the everyday wines.
No,
we need
of
them.
Not.
Of course they have to be there. What we really want to do here, just like we're trying to transport you to the region, is do the same thing with the wines. We, at the restaurant, we always looked for wines of distinction and wines of place, and that's what we want these to do. And again, nothing wrong with the regular
sure,
wines.
Sure, of course.
Listen,
it's okay every once in a while to be a little snooty.
Yeah.
It's okay to take it up, as Derek said, to the next level.
I think you should be expecting more, and that's what
yes.
we want to do. And so with this kind of a challenge, with this kind of food, which is not the easiest to pair either, luckily we did a lot of it already.
Okay.
So, but I brought a couple of examples of things that kind of are exemplify this point. One, in the giant bottle that you're drinking there.
There's a giant.
The Thibaut Bourguignon, who is really one of the rising superstars in Loire Valley. This is an Anjou Blanc that he does, all Chenin Blanc, raised in barrel. It's rich, but it's also crisp, and it's mm-hmm. very versatile with lots of different foods. Once you start to see these courses, you'll realize it needs something that has both richness and precision at the same time.
Give me an example of one of the courses that was a challenge for you to find the right wine to enhance it.
Well, there's one that I've seen that involves crab meat that has macadamia nut cream and sea urchins in the sauce.
Wow.
And so these things that have they have richness, but they're also very precise and also deep mineral flavors.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't just grab, you could grab a normal thing, but if you really want to go to the next level,
right.
you want to create some fireworks, you find something that has those characteristics, but also goes a little bit deeper.
And you've been doing this for so long, is it still after all these years, do you come across every once in a while a dish where you go, man, this one's going to be really tough for me
you
to
do,
figure
and
out.
I think no matter who it is, you never know everything, and you've never
sure.
tried everything. I think
right.
that's the most fun, is that there's new discoveries all the time. So certainly this guy was a discovery in this area, but the pairings themselves, and there is no one perfect pairing. There's lots of cool pairings
okay.
to do, and that's, I think, what really makes it interesting, is because there's not one way to do it.
This is one of the wines that people will be enjoying.
We should see that one for sure. We are going to see something from Spain, something probably along these lines. I brought actually a Tempranillo-based wine, technically Tinto Fino from Ribera del Duero, the Malabrigo, which is made by Cepa 21, which is Emilio Moro's second winery there in western Spain. This is a rich wine, but also has more of an ethereal aromatic to it. So Andoni's courses are not as richly flavored as they are. They're not heavy.
Oh,
so
okay.
you can't kill them with
right.
with power. So you have to be careful. You want to give enough richness so that people, and you know, people when they get towards the end of the meal kind of want to get hit over the head with some of the wine. So you got to have enough richness to satisfy them, but at the same time not kill the course at the same time.
Let me ask you this, because I joked when we first started, the red that you were just describing, you put in a glass that can only be described as obscenely large. what's the perfect? And I know, I will say, I like drinking wine. I am not by any stretch of the imagination an aficionado.
Sure.
Somebody will give me a glass of wine and go, ooh, this tastes good. I don't know what it is. But does the giant glass make that much of a difference?
The shape and size of the glass does make a difference with the wine. It's, you have to do it to believe it.
Okay.
You can talk about people, you're full of it, you know, when you talk about things like this. And actually, if they sat down and tasted from one glass to the next, saw how it enhanced the aromatics and also where it yeah. places it on your palate, you'd realize you were having a better experience with
right.
this particular glass. So I gave you a crazy one. That's a Riedel Sommelier Burgundy glass.
Fun,
so
yeah, it's fun to drink.
Fun glass to drink.
It does make it makes it fun, but I'm also afraid that I'm going to have to tip it so far that I'm going to spill it all over myself. But that's all right. I'm going right home after this anyway.
That's right.
What is it that makes, when we were in Spain, I really enjoyed the wines of Spain. What is it about that region that makes their wine so good and different than Italian wine or other wines?
It's a really dynamic country, first of all, because the whole place is a highly elevated peninsula. So you have a great combination for growing grapes. You have a lot of sun and warmth during the day, but the temperatures in some areas drop as much as 50 degrees overnight. So you have cool night air. You get ripe grapes, but great acidity. It's really a tremendous combination for making wines every vintage. You do have vintage variation, but it's pretty dynamic as far as that goes. And you know, a lot of it we didn't really learn about until the last 25, 30 years because Spain had multiple setbacks over history in its rise to quality. And it really wasn't until they joined the EU around 86 is when you suddenly had outside competition. You had reward for making fine wine and also investments coming in from the outside. So it was a wake up call. And there's just a monstrous amount of great old vine material there at also, in most cases, tremendous prices when you compare it to the rest of the world.
It was amazing to me being over there that wine was cheaper than pretty much any other beverage. Yeah. When you went out to dinner, it was like, yeah, here's the wine was, really? The wine is always the cheapest?
Normal thing. You drink wine with your meal. That's,
yes.
You know.
And you do. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. It was a fantastic time. I hated to leave. Let's go back to the scholarships of the Trotter Project for a minute. Is this high school? Is it college? Is it all combined? Who do you guys look at as an organization and say, these are the people that we want to reward?
Sure, yeah. The Trotter Project, through our Pillars of Excellence program, as you mentioned earlier, we're serving high school through college age. So it's really that longitudinal case all the way through. We're not just providing scholarships. We're not just providing paid internships. We're there to teach the kids how to write a resume, how to focus and present themselves when they're going in for that interview. You know, I've been caught teaching some of the young men how to tie a tie.
That's a skill that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's very important. We're with those kids every step of the way, you know, from high school through college.
Well, it sounds like a magical night. The second annual Excellence Gala with Chef Andoni from Spain. You're going to have unbelievable food. You're going to have unbelievable wine. I hear it's up at the next level. That's what I've been told about the wine, to match the food that is at another level altogether. And it sounds like the space is going to be magical as well at Revel Fulton Market. You will believe that you are in the Basque Country. You know, it's the end of October here. It might be nice, it might be nasty, but in there, you'll be in Spain, and you'll be helping a great cause. Go to thetrotterproject.org. You can get all the information, not only on the gala, you can get information on everything they do, all the scholarships that they've given out so far, and you can also donate and help out a wonderful cause. Derek Hull, Robert Hood, thank you so much for coming in. I am going to sip out of this gigantic glass and enjoy it. Anything else we need to know about the gala? It's Saturday, October 27th. The night before, a big VIP reception at the new Tau, which is a castle in River North or, you know, Limelight. Whatever it is, it's that big big stone building right on the corner. You know what it is. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful couple nights with fantastic food, with chefs. Great chefs from all over are coming in to help prepare the food for the gala, too. You get to see Chef Andoni and sample some of his great cuisine. Which
and it's all for a great cause.
A wonderful cause. A wonderful cause. So get your tickets now. And help out the future. You never know. The future Charlie Trotter may be one of the recipients of one of their mentorships or scholarships or something.
Brian, thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure.